Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. Last year, as Valentine's Day was approaching, I went out to the store to buy my wife a Valentine's Day card, when I noticed that the fellow standing next to me had a whole fist full of cards. And as he headed up to the counter to pay for them, I couldn't contain myself any longer, and I had to ask him why he was purchasing 5 different Valentine's Day cards. He proudly informed me that he had 5 different girlfriends, thus the need for 5 different cards. I must confess that my surprise was mixed with a bit of admiration. How could one man have 5 girlfriends? And also mixed with terror. How could one man have 5 different girlfriends? But my curiosity got the better of me, and I had to ask him why he needed 5 girlfriends. He informed me he was just hedging his bets. If one of them failed, there were still 4. And one of the 5, he concluded, would probably be the right girl for him. But until that time, he was keeping all his options open. This episode reminds me of the approach taken by many in our society today regarding God. Most folks will claim to believe in a God, but they aren't sure which one. Is it the God of the Bible, the Quran, the Book of Mormon, the Bhagavad Gita? Is it nature, science, or you fill in the blank? So they dabble around, learning a bit about each one. They want to keep their options open, hedging their bets, putting a bit of money down on every horse in the race, so that when one of them wins, they can claim their reward. But this hedging your bet approach flies in the face of what the Bible reveals to us about God. Deuteronomy chapter 5 verse 6 reads, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your soul and with all your might." And Deuteronomy 6:15 also informs us that God is a jealous God. He is jealous because he loves his people, whom he calls his bride. And he does not want them to share their love with any other so-called God. How do you think the 5 women mentioned earlier would feel if they discovered that their boyfriend was dating 4 other women, and that they were merely there to hedge his bet? I suspect they would be furious, and they would dump this stupid fellow as fast as they could. Well, that is how God responds when we hedge our bets and follow other gods. Jesus has lavished his love on us, his bride, the church. Ephesians chapter 5 notes, "Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, so that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, so that she might be holy and without blemish. Because Jesus has done all of this for us, how can we but not submit ourselves to him and forsake all other counterfeit suitors? True love can only be found in Jesus Christ, the one who laid down his life for us. This Valentine's Day, don't hedge your bets. Follow the only true God, who alone loves you, forgives you, restores you, and makes you beautiful. Let us pray. Almighty God, you created man and woman and joined them together in holy marriage, thereby reflecting the mystical union between Christ and his bride, the church. By your infinite goodness, let your blessing rest upon all husbands and wives, that they may live together in your glory in this life, and with joy may come to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God now and forevermore. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.